You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coogan Cassis for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. It's fight week, Usyk Chisora. We're in the bubble. COVID test passed. Delighted, as always, to be joined by Mr. Adam Smith. Adam, first of all, how are you?
I'm very good, Coogan. It's nice being in this bubble, the Wembley bubble. We've been in Brentwood, we've been in Milton Keynes, in Peterborough, and this is definitely a level up, isn't it? It's fantastic. We've got this outdoor space. We saw Alexander Usyk chilling out and reading through yesterday, most of yesterday afternoon. Derek, I think, is pacing up and down here in his own world at the moment. And yeah, it's great. We've got, you know, plenty of room. The gym's fantastic, the facilities, there's a games room as well. I think we'll be having a few games of darts at some point, you and me, Coog. And then, yeah, it's great. You know, the media's fantastic. It's a great setup. You know, the fighters are close but not too close. And the food's pretty good too.
Yeah. What more do you want?
Well, I mean, it's weird, isn't it? You can't get outside. You can't, you know, go for a walk or run. You can't, you know, do a bit of shopping. It is strange being in this sort of scenario, but a bit odd because I live 10 minutes down the road. So it really is. You know, my kids are saying, why can't you come home at night sort of thing? But it's, you know, it is what it is. We're all being tested. And, you know, we're doing this for, you know, it's a health and safety procedure, which is absolutely right. And, you know, we're good to go. Unfortunately, the fighters are through that part. You know, you've all isolated as well. You recently got out today, I know, and it's a long wait. But we're all out now. We can concentrate on the fights and building those up because there's some terrific ones culminating in, you know, what a fascinating narrative with Alexander Usyk and Derek Chisora. So really looking forward to it. And it's, you know, it's the start of a packed 6 weeks, you know, three huge box office events, plenty of Sky Sports action, and yeah, and lots on the other channels as well. So much happening in the boxing world, which during this pandemic is fantastic that we're even doing it. So hats off to everyone, to Eddie, to Frank, to Top Rank, to PBC. So many fights going on at the moment. And as you know, I'd love to have more than we've got, but we've got enough on our plate.
Something madly eccentric about both these headliners this Saturday in Alexander Usyk and Derek Chisora. And I think they're kind of, call it what you want, banter over the last sort of few months has kind of worked. There's obviously a mutual respect. They kind of know that they are at times a little bit off-key in personality, and I think that's why we love them. But it's going to make for a fascinating fight this week.
Yeah, I really like Alexander Usyk. He's a really bright guy, and he's a character. He's so relaxed. You know, he's funny. He's, you know, he speaks a bit of English, and I think he should maybe, like Loma, have learnt maybe the dialect a bit better because he would be so good with it, you know. But his little sort of Derek's and are funny, and he just said he's lazy. That's why he hasn't. But he's an intelligent guy. He's got a great family back in back at home, and he's here, and he's here with his tight team as always. It was funny actually. I was sitting next to him at lunch yesterday, and he was having this burger, and he obviously left-handed, and he took this knife, Coogan, and he was like stripping the burger into sort of, you know, really thin, but it was like the way he was utilizing the knife in this sort of very strange fashion. It was bizarre. Anyway, he is a character. He is an enigma. It's Halloween week. And I mean, we could talk all day and night on Derek and his ups and downs and his unpredictability and his fascination over the years. Seems in a better place these days. He's calmer. You know, you never quite know what's going to happen next, but he's pretty calm now. I think he's enjoyed these 2 years with old arch rival David Hay. And, you know, look at them. They're a great double act now. And he seems in the shape of his life. And I think mentally he's right. So, look, he's going to give absolutely everything he can possibly do on Saturday night. Will that be enough? I mean, on paper against the guy as sparkling as Alexander Usyk, as beautiful to watch, as fleet-footed, as, you know, skillful, and he's proved everything, amateur and pro, up to this point. What he hasn't proved is he can deal with a huge, big, charging, naturally seasoned heavyweight who's finding a bit of an Indian summer to his career. And if you can deal with it, then, you know, bring on AJ and Fury, bring on the world titles at heavyweight for Alexander Usyk. But Derek Chisora assures me that won't be happening and that he'll be taken to a place that he will be really uncomfortable with. It's fascinating to talk to Dave Allen because obviously he went out and sparred with Alexander Usyk and he was so impressed with him. But he can also see an argument for Chisora because he said that when he took the fight a bit to Usyk, and he said, you know, he said, oh, look, I'm I'm not as good as Derek, but you know, he did struggle a bit under the pressure. So, you know, if Derek can get some success, and I think he needs that success early, otherwise it's going to get very difficult. But it's one of those really intriguing fights that no one quite knows how it's going to go, but it's a chance for Usyk to make a big statement to the heavyweights, or it's a chance for Derek to keep this remarkable career going and maybe even fight for a world title himself.
Who knows? It's going to be, some night here at Wembley Arena come Saturday. Lots to kind of go through, Adam, that have occurred. I did want to start by asking your opinion on DAZN. They've announced today their global launch, which obviously includes the UK. Mm-hmm. Their first fight being Luke Campbell's fight with Ryan Garcia. They're starting off at $199.
They got it. That's another one I wanted, Coogan. What's happening? It's another one. We've had Luke all the way through.
$199. How long that lasts for, we don't know. But no.
Didn't they start in America at $999 and then it went up? I mean, look, it's. I knew it was happening. Obviously, I'm pretty close to Joe Markovsky. The whole idea of the launch was going to be global. It was going to be to 200 odd countries, and it was going to happen. You know, we thought earlier in the year. You know, maybe with Canelo or something. Now, obviously, that situation is not resolved, and it's going to happen in December. They've got Garcia Campbell, which is a great fight. Obviously, they don't have AJ in the UK because we do, but they have AJ in other countries. Listen, I embrace competition, and I said to Eddie, I remember when Frank announced a big deal with BT, and he went, "Oh, we've got big serious rivals." I said, "This is good. This ups our game." You know, we've been, as you know, we've been in boxing since, you know, for 30 years. You know, we've been in there every year, year in, year out. We've been through some rough times. We've been through some fantastic times. Some times where there have been very few people at ringside, as in now. Actually, there were very few who wanted to come, and then we went through a sort of 10-12 year. Period where suddenly thousands were coming to boxing again. So we've seen it all, and what we've done at Sky is we've stuck through thick and thin when it's been problematic and difficult to have these contracts, you know, originally with big ones with Frank Warren, and we had ones with Ricky Hatton, Frank Maloney, you know, Mick Hennessy, Matchroom. We've always had dealings, but you know, it was pretty low key on the boxing for a while, and then when Eddie came, obviously, you know, we changed strategy, and Barney and Eddie sort of, you know, joined forces, and we said, right, let's go with one promoter. Obviously, I like to try and get other fights in when we can, budgets providing. Financially, it's obviously difficult. But we've gone with Eddie, and it's been a wonderful partnership, and it is a wonderful partnership, and we want to continue that. Obviously, he's launched with DAZN in the US. He's still very much with us in the UK. So, look, you know, we work side by side, and we see what happens with DAZN. It's a fascinating concept still. Let's see how they get through. They've got the Canelo thing to sort out. You know, how have they dealt with the last couple of years, the pandemic, etc.? Well, they're going for it now. So, you know, let's see how it all unfolds. But as I said, at the time when BT went into it, if that raises our game, good for us, because you know we're a tight team. We're a really hard working team at Sky, and we will we'll embrace any competition. But you know, to be honest, the lineup we've got for the next 6-8 weeks, you know, we cannot wait for. And you know, we're happy that the big British nights, 10 o'clock at night, you know, in the UK, it's fantastic to see. So while I'm disappointed not to have obviously got the likes of, you know, Loma and Teofimo Lopez and other fights, would love to have done Gervonta Davis and Santa Cruz or the Charlo brothers, you know, we're in a position where we were in a pandemic, and you know, we didn't have live sport for 3 months. The Premier League had to be sorted out, Formula One, there's a lot of other, you know, pieces in the jigsaw. And the most important thing for us was to get our contract with Matchroom, you know, make sure that we got our fighters out. Fight camp was dealt with. Fight camp was brilliant. Then we've moved on. We've got some terrific fights for the rest of the year. You know, the triple header with Katie Taylor and the women. We've got Billy Joe Saunders coming back. We've got superb stuff on Sky Sports. And then the box office events this weekend, Povetkin White rematch and AJ Pulev. So, you know, we're doing everything we can to make our shows as special as possible. But of course, we'll talk about the others. Of course, we'll be fascinated to see Tyson Fury's return. I'm really pleased that we didn't go up against Dubois Joyce. I chatted to Eddie about that. I said, listen, you know, we all want to watch that. So let's do that. We didn't go get up against Fury or Campbell Garcia. We've gone with Friday the 4th. So look, we're all trying to work together in a way, but there is business, and you know, we're taking care of our business, and hopefully we're delivering for, you know, for the boxing fans, for the casual fans, and as I always say, Coog, we can't have every sweet in the jar. Wish I could, but we can't. But there will be more international fights coming back on Sky. You know, when the finances change, when the log jam at the end of the year, which has so many events that have been sort of postponed, you know, we're fighting over airtime at the moment on Sky because, of course, we're just one of many sports. But when the box office event's in town, you know, everybody wants to talk about it. And, you know, we're in one this week and we can't wait.
I wanted to ask you, you can answer kind of these back to back because obviously a lot has been made of recent comments from Kell Brook in an interview he done last week and also Joe Gallagher. So you can kind of answer them back to back. We'll address the Kell Brook one first, Adam. I'm sure you would have seen the comments that Kell Brook made towards Eddie Hearn and also Sky as well. Just wanted your kind of response to that.
First and foremost, I'm very fond of both of them, Kel and Joe Gallagher, in different ways. Obviously, Kel Brook, I've known since he was an 11-year-old kid. I remember when he walked through the Winkerbank gym on his hands. You know, he's always been a massive talent, always been somebody that I thought would become a world champion. You know, he's a great character, he's a great guy, he's a fantastic fighter, and I've really enjoyed working with Kel and Terry and the whole family. And, you know, over the years, it's been brilliant, and I think Eddie's been absolutely superb for him. I think he's guided him terrifically in a major, major part of his career. Yes, he did have the defeat to Golovkin, but it was his choice to take that fight, take the risk, and, you know, and he gave a good account of himself, and he made a lot of money. And then, you know, he went to welterweight and fought Errol Spence, and I always worried that, you know, making that weight at that time, especially having gone to middleweight. And, you know, look, it was a battle royale with Errol Spence at Bramall Lane. It was fantastic. But he's proved, he's come back from that. You know, he's in a really good position. As you know, I've always tried to get the Khan-Brook fight made. I've talked to both of them endlessly about it, and we haven't managed to do it. We were very close when Amir went to fight Canelo. We were very close then. You know, and I will never say never until they're both retired, but that's the fight I really wanted. You know, we're at Wembley. We had Froch Groves 2 at Wembley. We could have had a couple of, you know, two or three Khan Brook fights, and I think, you know, everyone would have loved that in the UK. It hasn't happened. Amir decided to go and fight Terence Crawford. You know, we weren't in a position to take that fight. And Kell Brook then went to Top Rank and has decided to fight Terence Crawford as well. And, you know, we'd love to have the fight, and I believe Eddie talked to Top Rank, talked to them about it. But look, you know, it's very difficult at the moment because there's a huge amount of fighters to get out here. There's no gates. There's, you know, very, very tight financial purse strings at the moment. And, you know, we work with Eddie on everything in our budget. And, you know, his aim is to get his fighters out on UK shows. And you know, if that didn't appeal to Kel and Kel went off and did the deal with Top Rank, good luck to him. You know, I hope he's making a great purse. I hope he wins. I hope he shocks the world and takes out Terence Crawford. It's a really tough fight. He is an underdog, but he's a very, very capable guy, Kel. And when his back's up against the wall, when he's in trouble, you know, when he's not fancied, look what he did with Sean Porter. I mean, he's a terrific fighter. And if he puts everything together, you know, he's got a real chance against Crawford, you know, but you have to see him as an underdog. So he goes with our wishes. I wish it had been on Sky. I really do. You know, I love working with Kel. I called him a while ago because I heard his ringwalk music in the gym, and it just, you know, it makes you think of him, doesn't it? And I think we've all got a soft spot for Kel Brook and what he's brought to British boxing. So I wish him well. I'll be texting him in the week before, wishing him luck. And, you know, I hope he comes back with the treasure. And I hope maybe we do finally get that fight on with Amir Khan. But unfortunately, this wasn't one that we were in a position to... We tried, Eddie tried, and, you know, it wasn't one that we could broadcast, which is a real shame because, you know, my team, all of us, we love working with Kel. But, you know, you can't do everything. We've got a huge amount to be getting on with here on this side of the pond. And, you know, Kel made the decision to go there. So that's fine. We wish him well.
What did you make of Eddie Hearn's response to Kell Brook's comments? Because Kell Brook's comments seem more kind of directed towards Eddie Hearn more so. And Kell's obviously got his reasons for those comments. But what did you make of Eddie's response to that?
Eddie called me straight away, you know, when he saw Kell's interview. And he said, I was really, really disappointed and really angry about it. You know, I think he feels that he's given Kell a huge amount of time, of platform, of energy, of everything. You know, you just look at him and Barry celebrating in the ring when Kel beat Sean Porter. You know, we know about Kel's difficulties outside of the ring, and, you know, and I think that, you know, we've all really enjoyed working with him and seeing him get the best out of himself. And those Sheffield nights when he comes out and under the lights, and it's brilliant. And I it's disappointing, and I can see why Eddie's upset about it. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not a promoter. I'm not involved in that deal between the two of them. If they had a deal, a contract, it's that's up to them. And if Kel didn't go to Eddie, maybe there was a reason. Maybe he wanted to do this himself. I don't know. But what I do know is that I think Eddie felt, you know, then coming back and asking, well, you know, now get involved when he didn't know about it. I think obviously he you know, he felt that that was, you know, an upsetting thing for Kel to have done. And, you know, but look at it. Fighters' careers are short, Coogan, yeah? He had a lot of success with Kel Brook, Eddie, and I'm sure we all would have liked to have done this fight and taken him into the sunset, but he's earned a lot of money. He's been a great fighter for British boxing. You know, we hope he can become a world champion all over again. What a story that would be. You know, I spent so much time in that Winkerback gym with Naz and Johnny and Ryan and Kel and all those guys. You know, we all got very close, and I think Eddie felt that. So he probably just felt, you know, I wish I had been involved, and but maybe it was a fight that we couldn't have done here at, on, you know, pay-per-view, 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, we've got these three heavyweight events before Christmas. You know, we want Sky Sports shows as well. And the money is very, very tight. And this flips me on to Joe Gallagher's thing about, you know, Sky cutting money. Yeah, this is just not right. You know, Eddie has his contract, and it's up to him to put on the fights for us. It's up to him to come to us with the fights and the fighters. And then we chat. Eddie and I chat every single day of our lives, every day, every morning we leave each other messages. You know, so we're very in tune with what we're doing or what's going on. And, you know, the Katie Taylor triple header, for example, was something we thought up, and the fight camp and all these sort of ideas and these innovative ideas. And we hope that this is, you know, continuing what is a fantastic time for boxing in light of what's been a horrendous year. So I think just to get everybody back out there, you know, Frank Warren, Bob Arum, PBC, Golden Boy, Lou DiBella, everyone around the world, Mick Hennessy, Channel 5, everyone is trying to put on big bills, good bills, as good as we can, competitive fights with no gate. It's so difficult. And I think it's just great that we've got really good boxing coming up for the remainder, the last sort of 7-8 weeks of the year, everywhere, not just on Sky, but on BT, not just on BT, but on DAZN, not just on DAZN, but on Fight TV or Premier. You know, there are lots of options. You don't have to buy anything. There's lots of options. And I think that what we've got to do is make sure that we do and deliver the best we possibly can on Sky. And we talk about everything else, as you know, independently. I was texting Tyson Fury yesterday. You know, we want to talk about all of these big fights because they are. Dubois Joyce, I can't wait for. Campbell Garcia, I can't wait for. Javonte Davis, Santa Cruz, I'll be going back straight from Wembley to watch that. I wish we could do them all. We can't. This is a pandemic. This is a business. And there are, you know, there are constraints to that. And while we've got our deal with Eddie, that's where our contract is. And anything outside, I'm afraid, with the scheduling of Sky Sports at the moment, it's really tricky. There's huge amounts sort of ahead of us with Premier League and golf and cricket and Formula One. And, you know, for fights at 4 a.m, it's tough when we just know that, you know, you, me and all the trade fans will watch them. But, you know, we may not do big numbers at that time in the morning. And we've got to concentrate on what really moves the dial, which is fights at, you know, at prime time on a, you know, on a UK 10 o'clock Saturday night, that sort of thing. So, but we went Friday night for the Billy Joe Saunders, Martin Murray, not to go up against Fury. So I think we're all trying, we've all been dealt the cards, and the promoters are trying to work very hard to give the best they can. And I absolutely think, Coogan, there are some fantastic fights that have gone on. You know, not just Loma Lopez and what's happening, Usyk Chisora here, but full stop at all levels across the pond and here. And I think that is testimony to how good and how well the promoters have worked to keep boxing going without gates. I think it's been absolutely sensational.
Just kind of finishing off on Joe Gallagher's comments. Yeah. He obviously has made comments about his fighters as well, than Natasha Jonas's, Callum Johnson's, etc., etc.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, listen, these fighters have obviously regularly featured on Sky. What is that situation?
And they're fighters that I absolutely adore. I mean, Natasha Jonas has been, you know, I was there at the Olympics when Tasha and Katie fought, and it was one of the best atmospheres we've ever seen. Johnny and I were there. You know, Natasha Jonas, a wonderful, you know, mum of one. She's a working mum. She's a great scouser. She's a fantastic you know, role model. She's a great fighter. And I personally thought that she got the better of Terry Harper in that absolute humdinger at Fight Camp. I'd have loved Natasha Jonas back on, you know, within 2, 3, 4 weeks, whenever. But, you know, that's not, it's not my job to go and arrange purses. You know, that's a promoter's job. That's Matchroom's job to talk to, you know, her manager, Joe Gallagher or MTK or whoever is representing, and they work out the money. That's not for us to sort out. And Eddie comes back and says, you know, this is what we've got and this is what we can do. But, you know, if they weren't happy with that, then that's their issue. That's not the fact we don't want Natasha Jonas or any of Joe Gallagher's fighters on Sky. Callum Smith's one of the greatest fighters in the world. Callum Johnson, you know, and I was so angry at what Johnny said about Callum Johnson wanting to avoid Joshua Boazzi. I mean, it's absolute rubbish. I was there when Callum gave Butebiev the fright of his life. You know, he had him down. He had him in trouble. If he had a bit more self-belief, maybe he could have got the job done that night. And Callum Johnson would have been a world champion. I think he's a terrific fighter, Callum Johnson. I think he's got a great stable, Joe. I was really disappointed with that interview. I texted him afterwards, and you know, I'm not one to go on here and badmouth people. It's not my nature, Coogan. I like Joe Gallagher. I've known him for a long time. As he said in one of the interviews he's done this week, you know, we go back to the days of Florida when John Murray was a young pro, and you know, we've always sort of, you know, he's a boxing man. You know, that's what I love about Joe. He's a boxing man, and he's got his fighters' interests at heart all the time. You know, he really fights for them. But, you know, does he understand the business enough? You know, from that interview that he gave, it doesn't look like it, because he's comparing it to the football, to Formula One. He's saying some things like, you know, Anthony Joshua and Derek Chisora won't be getting pay cuts. He's saying all sorts of other stuff, which, you know, I've got to be honest, has been really hurtful and disrespectful in many ways. But I spoke to Joe. We had a chat. We had a long chat. And, you know, he said that, look, I didn't get some of my words right, etc. And look, I just wanted to explain to him that, you know, Sky are in it. There's nothing against... I mean, how much did we talk about Joe Gallagher's stable 4 or 5 years ago with Scott Quigg and the Smith brothers? You know, all the Smith brothers that we gave, you know, Stephen and Callum and Liam and Paul and... all of that, and Anthony Crawler, of course, and all of the stable, you know. And just because it's a slightly different time doesn't mean that we don't want to see his fighters. Of course not. I'd love to see Callum Johnson fight Joshua Boazzi or anyone else. I'd love to see Natasha Jonas, and I want to see Callum Smith fight Canelo or someone huge. But, you know, let's not forget as well, you know, Callum went off to ITV and went to the Super Series. He was our Saturday Fight Night fighter, and he went off and he took the chance of going in the World Super Series. All right, so look, we didn't have him for a year or two, did we? ITV had him. So hang on a minute, you know, suddenly why are we not sort of, you know, all, you know, flocking around Callum Smith? Well, he made that decision. Are we pleased to have him back on Sky? Of course we are. Love Callum Smith. Great guy, great fighter, love the family. You know, be brilliant to have him back. But as far as the purses go and the organising the fights, that's not my job. That's Matchroom's job, and they need to sort that out either with Joe or with the fighters themselves. And, you know, look, people like Cain Baker at different levels, you know, they're taking their chances and they're fighting as much as they can. Dillian White's already going to have a couple of fights this year. It's sad that they're not, but they're not the only ones. You know, Josh Warrington needs a fight. There are other people. So much. Kell's gone to America for his opportunity. Where's Amir Khan? There's so much out there. It's so difficult to get so many fighters on bills when there are so few fights. And they're so, you know, the shows are so competitive. But would I like to have Joe Gallagher's fighters on Sky shows? Absolutely. Of course I would. And, you know, so look, I hope Joe's upset about what he said. He said he'd apologise. We talked about it. But I really respect him as a trainer and for what he's done with his fighters over the years. And let's get this straight, Coogan. I really respect his stable very much.
Okay, Adam, that flashing battery means that this is about to die and I don't want to lose this interview. I'm going to cut this here, so I appreciate your time. We're going to catch up again this week. I think we kind of covered what it is to cover today. So
I think you thought I was just going to give a one-word answer to Kel and to Joe.
I
can't. Look, I mean, as I said, I wish Kel all the best in his challenge to Terence Crawford. And I hope, you know, Joe and the stable are back on Sky as quickly as we can. But, you know, it is a complicated situation. And there are fighters that need to get out. And, you know, there's obviously people taking different monies. And, you know, that's not really my area. But I desperately want Natasha Jonas back on Sky as soon as possible because I think she's magic.
Adam Smith, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. No doubt we'll catch up with you later on in the week.
Yeah, definitely, Coogan. Anytime, you know that.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.